The United States and Ukraine say they've created an updated and refined peace framework to end the war with Russia, though no specific details have been announced. As it stands, the 28-point US plan demands that Kyiv cedes more territory, limit the size of its army, and bars it from ever joining NATO, conditions that Ukraine has long rejected. Timothy Malovanov is a former Ukrainian Minister of Economic Development and President of the Kyiv School of Economics. So, Timothy, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you.
US Secretary of State Marco Rubio has expressed optimism after a day of talks, and Ukrainian officials say they've seen progress. Is that cause for optimism in your view?
Yes. So we do not know what actually is happening behind the doors. It is true that there's a lot of indirect evidence that, there is reason for optimism. Russia, for example, is not derailing negotiations, at least at this moment. They are not leaking information. They are not attacking or discrediting the process itself or establishing additional demands. They do intensify bombings on Ukraine, but this actually is consistent with what they did in the past when they negotiated, for example, during Minsk process. So the fact that there is nothing, not usual tactic that Russia does to basically derail the negotiations completely, suggests that there is a cause for caution. Optimism.
What do you think is the public view in Ukraine on the prospect of giving up territory to Russia, including territory that Russia does not currently occupy?
Yeah, so Russia has been trying to get that territory that it wants now, to be given up, has been trying to get it from the very beginning of the full-scale invasion for 4 years. The city of Pokrovsk, for example, they have been fighting for 2 years, just that, and it's not a large city. So they have not been able to get it, and now they are hoping, what if we are bullish and what if we get it? I don't think that's possible, and that's also a strategic problem, because if they get that territory, if they get those towns, then they basically have a direct access to the next large towns, and they will have a strategic advantage geographically to proceed forward whenever they will decide to do it. So that's on territory. On military reduction, that's another basically unacceptable condition, because that's the entire point of this conflict, that Ukraine wants to stay sovereign and wants to defend itself. And now if we are forced to limit our military, that is not sovereignty, but also creates an opportunity for Russia simply to invade in the future while we have limited military. NATO, that's a little bit, it's clear that the United States is against it right now. We would need to wait for the U.S. position to change, but I think it is possible and, it can be reviewed in the future.
So just going back to my earlier question, what's the public view on the possibility of giving territory to Russia?
People here are outraged at Russia, also outraged at the United States. Many people think that the United States and Russia are working together and using a moment of weakness, trying to sort of push down, onto Ukraine, a de facto surrender. So that's the view. Some people are more measured, but that's more of analyst type, politicians. But the general public, the general mood is that it is, it's outrage.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, and I'm joined by Timothy Malovanov, former Minister of Economic Development in Ukraine and President of the Kyiv School of Economics. Timothy, there are reports that President Volodymyr Zelensky may meet with President Trump this week. How important is it for the Ukrainian president to have that face-to-face talks with his US counterpart?
I think it is important. I think President Trump responds sometimes positively, sometimes negatively to face-to-face meetings with all leaders. If this meeting goes well, then Ukraine will have an opportunity to have a better deal, in my view. But of course, it's risky because we know that previous meetings between President Zelensky and President Trump have not been always, very friendly. So I think we will be able to avoid it, but I think it is impossible to move forward without that meeting.
How confident are you that what's on the table now could be a path to peace?
Well, so I think the fundamental question here, and the real question is, if it's the ultimatum, a take it or leave it offer from Russia, really, or is it an opening bid? If it is an opening bid and Russia is sincere in its ability to, like, in its desire to get some process going, then I think peace is possible because, it's in everyone's interest to get to peace, definitely in Ukraine's interest, first of all. But if it's another of this Russian kind of, tactics where we pretend we play for peace, but in fact we're distracting everyone and doing our thing and continue to hammer everyone and kill people, then I don't think it's going to work. But I think we'll know very soon in a day or two.
Timothy, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.